But when I first got that diagnosis, I realized that my dreams were gone and everything. I had to go from religion to relationship. And religion's great if you don't have any crisis and you can rock along and no problem and everything's great. But as soon as you get some bumps in the road, you better have that relationship. And you better have it and know that you've got it.
Have you ever gotten to a place in life where, like Jim, we're going to hear the rest of his story in a moment, you're going in one direction and all of a sudden you get blindsided or something catches up with you and you find yourself flat on your back or on your backside wondering, how did I get here? How can you take from a life experience that maybe you feel has damaged you, has hurt you, and find God's design from that? That's our focus today from the Intentional Living Center.
From the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Call now. Our lines are open. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now to help you be intentional, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I think each of us, to be alive, is to be damaged. We were talking about this program before we started, because you're going to hear stories of a couple people have been really damaged in their life. And I made the comment to the staff, we've all been damaged, every one of us, some more than others. Let's face it, can't get through life without a crack in the shell or in our lives, physically, emotionally, relationally. More and more people that I run into and get a chance to minister to have been hurt, been through a marriage that failed, been through parenting and discouraged as the outcome. A job that didn't turn out what they thought, a career that didn't work, maybe a health crisis that they never anticipated. But does that mean that we've lost our purpose? I don't think so. Because ultimately, our purpose is not around our life and who we are and what we do. It's about God. God has a purpose for every person on the planet. That's why we focus on life. We believe no matter who you are, what age you are, your mental, emotional state, God loves you as a purpose for your life. This is not about perfection. Clearly, some people are better off than others, intellectually or physically than others. We know that. That's just the human condition. But God loves each of us. He has a purpose and a design for each of us, no matter what you face. And today, as you hear the stories of those who, well, found themselves on their backside and yet still found God's intentional love, I hope it's encouraging to you. If you have a story, share it with us as you call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. Jim Stovall in 1 minute.
I was at the point where if I had listened to the doctors when they told me I'd never be able to work again, if I had believed that, I would have given up and sat down and just, you know, gone with it, probably been on welfare or whatever. But I believe God more than I believe the doctors, and he's brought me up to where I am today.
I'll tell you what I about gave up on was our marriage. She was trying to shove that stuff down my throat, and I wasn't about to hear it, and so I was really close to throwing the towel in and just giving up, you know, and just saying, the heck with it. You know, it was supposed to be another route here, and like I say, the Lord came into my heart and opened up my eyes to that, and started getting into the scriptures, and he saved me, and I was born again. And
I had an oil field truck wreck a few years ago, and it was pretty traumatic. I got depressed because I wasn't able to work. I didn't know what to do with the depression, and the only thing that kept me going was I listened to you guys a lot during that time, and that one thing that I was doing was listening to you guys and keeping in the Word.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center. We've got a very special guest joining us here in just a moment, Jim Stovall. And Jim is one of these guys that's done a lot of stuff, everything from being an Olympic weightlifter to president of a television network to an author and a platform speaker. And you say, wow, you're going to share with me somebody's life who's done it all, and here I am trying to just get through. Well, one thing about Jim started out all of this without being able to see, visually impaired. But his story is one of, I think, living intentionally And wherever you are in your life, the goal isn't necessarily to be a weightlifter and an Emmy Award, you know, writer and TV producer and all of that. The goal is to take what God has given you and relish that relationship with Him and then live intentionally every day for Him. Hey, Jim, welcome to Intentional Living.
It is great to be with you. Thank you.
I've shared half your story already, but tell us a little bit about your journey. Intentional Living is all about the journey we take in life, and tell us a little bit about how your journey has led you and how your faith has impacted you.
Well, I grew up in a fairly normal household in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I still live today. And as a teenager, young man, I had no ambition in life other than to be a professional football player. And I had the size and speed to do that. And all the coaches and scouts that monitor those things felt I was on the right path and everything was great. And then one year during a routine physical to go play another season of football, I was diagnosed with a condition that would result in my blindness. And they told me they're not sure why and they're not sure when, but I am going to be totally blind, and there was nothing they could do about it. And I knew my football career was over, because at that time and to this very day, there's never been a blind guy in the NFL. Probably a few referees were a little concerned about. But as far as players are concerned, I knew that was the end of my time. And so I had to take a different course, as you described in the introduction.
I think there are people listening today, Jim, who've gotten to whatever it is in their life. It may not be a physical thing. It may be an emotional thing, a relational thing, and they're ready to toss in the towel. Was that something you wrestled with, thinking, well, my life's going to take not only another path, but a less significant path?
Sure. I mean, we all have expectations or things we want, and then when it takes a different path than we thought, it's hard to find where's the purpose, where's my calling, where's the meaning, how do I fit into this? And sure, we all go through that, still do to this day.
Mm. When we think about living intentionally, Jim, it is making decisions. How was it that you became intentional? What were some of the things that you did specifically at that point when you realized your life was taking a turn that you look back now and say, those were significant decisions that I made?
Well, I did wake up one morning, and I was totally blind. I remember that happened. I was 29 years old. I had never met a blind person. I didn't have a clue what I was going to do with the rest of my life, and the only plan I could come up with involved moving into this little 9-by-12-foot room in the back of my house, and I gathered my radio and telephone and tape recorder, and that was my whole world. I really fully intended to never walk out of that room again. The thought of, you know, traveling millions of miles and speaking to millions of people in arena events, or running a TV network with over 1,000 stations, or writing 25 books and having 4 of them made into major motion pictures, or talking to you and your audience on the phone today. The thought of that was as foreign to me as going to the moon. So I sat in my little 9-by-12 self-imposed prison for several months, literally. And then finally I got to the point where I realized whatever it is I'm afraid of out there can't be any worse than spending the rest of my life in this little place. And so the first day I walked out of that room, and I didn't make millions of dollars or start a company or make a movie or write a book. I walked 52 feet to my mailbox, and that was the day that changed my life. And because everything from there was a progression from there to here. And a lot of people won't move because they don't have all the answers. They're waiting for all the lights to be green before they leave the house, and it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. Hang on for just a minute here, Jim. I want to come back and obviously, you've become very successful in the world's eyes and all these things that have come as a result of walking those 52 steps. And, you know, I think the picture is pretty clear to all of us. Some of us are in a 9-by-12 room of our own making today, emotionally, relationally, in your marriage. You're in a 9-by-12 room. Some of us get to the point where we think physically I'm in a 9-by-12 room and I'm stuck and this is what I've got and I'm, you know, on my way out. And Jim's picture of taking 52 steps, 52 feet, you know, to the mailbox and back is a picture that some of us today, as followers of Christ, need to step out and say, I'm going to take that first 52 steps of faith. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. Interesting parallel to what we're talking about today. We walk by faith and not by sight, the scripture says, to take that step of faith to trust God. I want to hear about Jim's faith and how that's been a part of his journey. If at all, we'll hear how that's impacted him on his intentional journey coming up here in just a little bit.
And I'm just not getting anywhere, you know, and I come from a very Christian family, and I am a God-fearing man, and, you know, I've listened to my family tell me that I need to just give it up to God, and honestly, I've just come to the conclusion that I don't know how to do that.
2004, my kids left me, and I was in drugs and alcohol really bad. And 2005, my wife left me. In 2006, I was right where I wanted to be, all by myself, isolated, and to do all the drugs and alcohol I could without disturbing anybody. And I dug a pretty good hole, and I just didn't want to live anymore.
Say, what I about gave up on was our marriage. She was trying to shove that stuff down my throat, and I wasn't about to hear it. And so I was really close to throwing the towel in and just giving up, you know, and just saying, the heck with it. You know, let's find another route here. And like I said, the Lord came into my heart and opened up my eyes to that, and started getting into the scriptures, and He saved me, and I was born again.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us through the Intentional Living Center at 888-888-1717. We've got Jim Stovall on the line, and Jim is an award-winning producer and managed and owns a network of television stations and has written books that have become major motion pictures. And at 29, he became blind, could not see. And if you were listening earlier, you heard that that 9x12 room that he was in, 52 steps out to the mailbox and back, became the break point for him to say, hey, there's more I can do here. I can be intentional. Jim, let me ask today, as you look back over your life, and we got people listening today and maybe discouraged, how that 52 feet out to your mailbox and back did change your life, and has faith played a part in this at all? And how has your faith in God been a part of your journey?
I grew up in a religious home, I would use that term, and we went to church every week and did all the right things, and I knew all the right words and everything, and I was a religious person. And then when I got the diagnosis and began losing my sight, and it was a slow progression over a decade, and then I finally went totally blind. But when I first got that diagnosis and I realized that my dreams were gone and everything, I had to go from religion to relationship. And religion's great if you don't have any crisis in your life. I mean, you can you can rock along and no problem and everything's great. But as soon as you get some bumps in the road, you better have that relationship, and you better have it and know that you've got it. And I realized I've got a partner. I've got a someone going right with me, or actually going ahead of me. I didn't realize till later, preparing the way. And there was still a plan for my life, and it was bigger and more significant than I could have ever imagined. And the thing that looked like utter tragedy and chaos as I was going through it, now when I look back figuratively from the mountaintop, I see this divine order and realize that's the only way I ever would have gotten from there to here.
That's right. Well, that journey, I mean, you can't imagine taking 52 steps or feet to the mailbox and where you are today. What do you say to someone today? I mean, we've got people who are in their own, of their own making, that 9x12 room that they've made, that they're living in. Encourage them. Speak to them. I know that part of what you do is to help motivate people to live out the potential that they have, that God's given them.
You know, my problems are no greater or lesser than anyone listening to us right now, whether it's divorce or a money problem or the loss of a job or anything else someone's dealing with, because we're all only as big as the smallest thing it takes to divert us from where we know we're supposed to be. And what I would encourage people to do today is do something. You may not know all the answers. You may not even understand the questions. You may not know where you're supposed to go, but I can assure you that the grand design, the plan throughout the ages that God has had for you in your life does not involve you sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, focused on the problem instead of focusing on Him as the solution. Right. So what I would encourage you to do is get up and do something today.
Right.
And, you know, I think even a good mistake is better than doing nothing.
Right.
Because God can work with that. Just do something. Move toward your goal. Meet someone. Find out more about it. Do something today. And if you will start that, then God can work with that. God can come alongside you and steer you and help propel you and lead and guide you. But if you just keep sitting there doing nothing, you know, he can't do much for you. I mean, we don't fail because we don't know what to do. We fail because we don't do what we know.
Right.
And just because you don't know all the answers doesn't mean you're not supposed to do something today.
Absolutely. I think that's the message of today's program, Intentional Living. The scripture does say that we don't walk by sight, but by faith. And if we're going to walk by faith, that means we got to take some steps. Throughout scripture, we see the emphasis on walking and moving and living our lives intentionally. And if you're just sitting for the sake that you fear what's out there, remember what the scripture says, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And when we apply that to our lives, that is intentional living. You know, Jim, it's been good to have you on here. I tell you what, I'd like to encourage my listeners to come to our highlights, broadcast highlights page, and find out more about you and all of the things that you've been involved with and access to the books and things that really tell more of the story of Jim Stovall's life. And it's been good to meet you today, and we wish you the very best and pray that God will bless you in your continued journey.
Well, and I would encourage you to keep doing the wonderful work you're doing. And there's enough bad news in the world, and we need people like you to come up and say, hey, that's just a small fraction of it, and there's a lot of great, blessed, wonderful things going out there. So you keep up the great work, and it's a privilege to be with you.
Thank you, my friend. Another word that's so powerful is help. There's something about when someone says, help me, that the best in us comes out. Just a four-letter word that says help moves our hearts, moves us to do something. How about an answer to the question of the purpose of life, and someone says their word is happiness, that reflects their value system. Someone else, when they look at the answer to the question of the purpose of life, they might say holiness. Two words, two totally different pictures. See? Scripture even teaches us that there is power of life and death in the tongue.
The power of one word. And what about the power of one word for an entire year? I suggest an idea of the word help, but there are many other words. And on the teaching this month from the Intentional Living Center for members, I focus on one word for 1 year. You pick it for you, but to get you thinking about it. Members, I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for your feedback. If you'd like to come and join us, it'll change your life, I promise you, if you choose to be intentional. And Dawn is here from our development team to explain how you can do that. Dawn?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Randy. Wanted to just stop by for a moment, as we do occasionally here on the program, and thank you. Thanks for your support of Intentional Living, for being a member. We have much to be thankful for as we start this new year, and talking about serving others, and there's a purpose in serving others, and that's actually the title of your feature article in next month's newsletter.
And in fact, we're happy to get it into your hands, and when you are part of the support family for the ministry, not only do you receive that, but every month we send you a very special teaching just for members only on CD to motivate, to encourage, to coach, to come alongside of you in your journey of living intentionally. And I know you stop by from our development team because you keep track of the wonderful folks who are supporting us. We couldn't do this without the support of, for instance, here's Tom and Esther from Saginaw, Michigan. And here's Paul and Tammy from St. Louis, Michigan. And here's from Jefferson City, Missouri. Thank you, Michelle. From Phoenix, Lauren. These are all folks who are standing with us. Thank you much.
So many people getting together as members of the family, members of Intentional Living, and we thank you for your support. If you'd like to become a member and receive both our monthly newsletter and also Dr. Randy's teaching and coaching CDs each month, I invite you to do that. Let us know that when you go online to theintentionallife.com or call our ministry center during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Well, in case you haven't heard, we've got a brand new mobile app for both Android and iPhones. For more information, go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. You can find out more about Jim Stovall on our highlights page. The address is the same, theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Don't go away. Brandy talks to Dina about how she's serving wounded women. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
In 2014, start the year out right and take a 30-day challenge to jumpstart your personal time with the Lord. And to help you, the Intentional Living Center is offering a brand new devotional titled Inspired by Love and the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. They're part of a special gift set called the Inspired by Love Pack. The Inspired by Love devotional book is filled with powerful insights, verses from the Bible, and a daily one-thing goal to keep you on track. And the Intentional Word Chronological Bible provides a fresh look at God's Word by arranging the books, chapters, and verses of the Bible in the order events actually happened while preserving the integrity and truth of the Scriptures. Start your new year with a new plan to go deeper with God. Order your own Inspired by Love pack containing the Inspired by Love devotional book and the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. Just visit theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson. And if you're a newbie, if you've just found us here on the radio or someone recommended you tune in or you stopped by one of our social sites, either Twitter or Facebook, and found out about us, welcome. We're here every day. And online, you can hear the program, past programs way back. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. You know, one of the things that we focus on in Intentional Living is the fact that our lives matter, and we want to be intentional in how we live our lives. And one of that is one of the things that we've been commanded to do is serving others. We're not here for our own interests, but also the interests of others. And we thought we'd get Dina on the line. Dina Dyer was with us before, a number of months ago, sharing with us some really important things about life and living intentionally. And we asked her to come back because Dina has a heart for service and helping people who are wounded and struggling in life. And so, Dina, welcome back to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, when we think about needs, we think about serving, and I know you have a heart for service. Where do we begin? Not everybody gets up in the morning and thinks about the needs of other people. They think about their own needs. What are some things we can do to be more intentional, maybe women in particular, in serving the needs of women?
Well, I think there's some really simple things we can do, Randy, that because everybody around us, I've learned through my journey, is hurting. Every single person has wounds. And so I think it's as simple as looking people in the eye when you talk to them, really trying to pray as you're talking to them and ask the Lord, is there something there that I can speak to? Is there something I can be an encouragement about? Because I'll tell you what, if you open a door like that, most people, if they are hurting and it's right at the surface, they will respond and they will let you know what's going on, and then you can just offer to pray for them, or maybe just offer to listen and not necessarily speak a lot of words, because sometimes we say the wrong things if we try to say too much.
Yeah.
But just being a friend, just saying, well, do you want to go get coffee? You know, I'd love to just listen because it seems like you're really struggling. So I think sometimes we think of service as going on a trip to another country or doing something that costs money. But sometimes it's just time.
Absolutely.
And just being a friend.
You know, sometimes just saying, hey, I will pray for you, and even add this, you know, it's going to be okay in Christ. Even though you're not sure what the outcome is going to be, you know who you are in Christ. Just that word of encouragement matters. Now, what about the burnout factor, Dina? Some of us who care about people in terms of that's our mission while we're here can get so enmeshed or involved in people's problems. Over the years, I've dealt with people who just burn out because they care so much.
Yes. Well, my husband and I have been in ministry of different kinds for many years, and that problem is real. I think you have to be intentional about making sure that you take time for yourself to do things that fill you up. You know, whether you're an extrovert and that means going out socially with friends and just laughing, seeing a funny movie, or whether that's if you're an introvert, just spending time alone in studying scripture or reading a novel, being out in nature, we have to be careful that we don't say yes so much to other people and say no to ourselves. And then if we say no too often to ourselves or to God and spending time with Him, getting refilled, we don't have anything to give. And that's a struggle for me because I'm more of a Martha than a Mary. I've had to learn to set boundaries around my family and my own time. I can't be too busy. I've noticed, even as I get older especially, or I start to get down and I start to get a little depressed, and then I realize, okay, I've got to pull back. I can't give out as much. I have to be refilled.
That's a good reminder, because when we look at the lives of Mary and Martha in Scripture, we know Mary, whose focus was to be at the feet of Christ and to, you know, to just drink in everything He said, to experience God in flesh, where Martha was busy, you know, cooking and cleaning and doing the things. And we need both. The reality is life is a balance, and there are things that have to be done, and there are times to worship and there's times to clean the kitchen. But when we do this balancing thing, to understand that if we're not in balance, then often we're out of balance because of ourselves, our needs, our worries, our concerns. And when the Bible reminds us, think not only of our own interests, but the interest of others, it reminds us of the power of being intentional in service with others. Dina, thanks for stopping by. You've contributed greatly to today's program. And I want to remind the listeners that Dina is an author as well. And she's written books, including Wounded Women of the Bible, Finding Help When Life Hurts, and others. And if you'd like to know more about Dina, come on over to our broadcast highlights page or the Today's Broadcast button there when you go to theintentionallife.com. So again, Dina, thanks for joining us from Texas today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I was just listening to your radio station 35 years ago yesterday. I had an abortion in high school, my senior year. Never thought that it would happen to me. The state of shock was more or less led to that conclusion that was the only choice. Through many years of praying and coming to know Christ, I realized that if He's forgiven me, I should be able to forgive myself. Maybe I've healed to that point that I can forgive myself, but I'll never forget what I did. Pray for me. Thank you.
Hurting people, and we've heard stories today of people who are struggling and hurting. I hope you'll pray for that woman somewhere here on the planet today who shared that with the Intentional Living Center. Well, you know, there's an aspect of marriage that's so important. It's called love and respect, biblical principles to make marriage work. And we're going to focus on those two next time right here at the Intentional Living Center. See you then.